Mesechta Soita, Daf Yudah Aleph, two lines in the bottom of Daf Yudah Aleph, and the Gemara continues to discuss the story of Avshalom. And the reason why we're discussing Avshalom is because the Mishnah mentioned that Avshalom was one of the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu done with him, Mida Keneged Mida. And as our Mishnah, Daf Tesam Beis stated, Avshalom Nisgar B'Sayri, Lefikach Nitla B'Sayri, since Avshalom took pride in his hair, therefore the end result was he died through his hair, and as we saw, his hair got stuck in the tree, and therefore he was hung and suspended between Shema and Eretz. And as we saw yesterday, Ba'is Hashah Ra Gehenim Nifka Mitachtav, he saw the Gehenim was opened up beneath him. And our Gemara now begins and discusses the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis in Perek Yud Ches, in Pasuk Yud Ches that states, V'Avshalom Lokach V'Yotzev Lo B'chayev Es Matzeves Hashem Be'im HaKamalach, that Avshalom created a monument for himself in the Valley of the King, Ki Oma, because he said, Ein Li Ben, since I don't have a child, Bavur Haska Shmi, in order for my name to be remembered, V'Yikul Matzeves HaShmoi, and therefore he called this monument based on his name, and by Kari Law, Yad Avshalom Ad Yom Hazeh, and this monument is called Yad Avshalom until today. And our Gemara now dashes Avshalom Lokach V'Yotzev Lo B'Chayev, that why the Pasuk use a Lashon of Lekicha, which is Mashmah, he took something and he didn't create something from scratch. And the Gemara explains, My Lokach, Amish Lokash, Lokach Mechach Ra La'atzmai, that by Avshalom creating this monument, he was starting a coup against his father David. This was a bad transaction for Avshalom, and as Rashi says, V'Hachi Kamakra, this is what the Torah means, V'Avshalom Lokach Loi, Esas by Avshalom taking this position in his lifetime, by him building this monument, which was a show of force against David and showing that he was the next king, that actually causes downfall. And the Mefarshim explained, the Reish Lakish specifically says, Shalokach Mekach Ra La'atmai, as this was a bad transaction for himself, but it is actually a good thing for David HaMelech, as when David heard the Besura from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that because he had the Maisa with Bathsheba, therefore there will be a coup against him, he thought it could have been an Eved that wouldn't have had Rachmanis on him. But once Avshalom was the one that went against David, so that was actually a positive thing for David. As the pasuk says, "Miserable David, b'varach b'tashalom b'dai." He didn't say "Lashon kinlo David." He said "Miserable David," as he understood that his son would still have rachmanis on him. And the Gemara continues that although the pasuk states that Avshalom established this monument in Emek HaMelech, which really refers to the Valley of the King, however, Amar Chinin Bar Papa be'itzah muka shel malchus olam, this is referring to the deep etzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is called the Melech Olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyzal David because of the Ma'aseh Bathsheba, that someone will come and start a coup against him, and this was the reason that Avshalom had the ability to go and create this monument. And we continue on Daf Yud Aleph from Manal Dechsiv, as the pasuk states in Shmuel Beis Perakut Beis, after the Ma'aseh Bathsheba, that he make a Melech Aron Beisecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David that because you did the Ma'aseh Bathsheba, therefore eventually there will be a coup that starts from your household. And Rashi at Tapan Amud explains that when the pasuk says it's Matzevah Shabbeim Kamelech, it's referring to Matseva, meaning the actual words by HaKadosh Baruch Hu were established and came to fruition. And as Rashi says, Hitzav Avshalom Isa Itza V'Kaima, that through Avshalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu established his words, as Matzevah Tzvar Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to the establishment of the words of Hashem, Kedachsiv Lo'ilam Hashem Dvarach Nitzav. So we see the Lashon Nitzav referring to establishment of the words of Hashem. And Rashi continues, by Yikul Matzevah Al Shmoi, Garmo Isa Ra Shatikra Al Shmoi, and Avshalom caused that all the beard was called on his name, by Yikul Yad Avshalom Kachi Nikreis, and this was what it was called. Although originally the body of Avshalom and his head were buried in the forest, however, eventually it was moved and reinterred at this makom at Yad Avshalom, which can actually be seen nowadays outside of the Chaimis Yushalayim. And the Gemara continues, Ki Yitzim Deva Ata Ima, and we find a similar idea, B'negei the word Emek, Pashas Vayeshev, when Yaakov sends Yosef to find his brothers, and it states over there, Ve'yishachayim Emek Hevron, that Yaakov sent Yosef from the Valley of Hevron. Now we know that Hevron was actually situated on a mountaintop, and therefore, why does the Torah state that it was in the Valley of Hevron? So I'm going to Papa, Be'itza Amukha Shoyitzit Tzadik, that the reason why the whole Mechiras Yosef happened, which was the beginning of the way that Klai Yisrael went to Mitzrayim, was based on the original Itzah of Avraham Avinu, who was covered by Hevron, who was buried in Hevron. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Yodea Teda Ki Ger Yezerecha Be'eretz Lo Lehem Va'avodim Ve'inu Oysom Abba Me'eshana. And the Mefarshim discussed that why is it B'negei Avshalom we stated that Be'etza Amukah Shel Malchus Shel Olam, and B'negei Avram it states Be'etza Amukah Shel Oysit Tzadik Shekav Be'Hevron. And they explain because B'negei the Brisman Absarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually came to Avram and asked him, what would you rather? Would you rather your children be destroyed because they were Ivar and Hevayus, or would you rather they go to Golis? And Avram chose Golis, and therefore the reason why Klal Yisrael actually went to Golis was based on the Itza Muka Shel Oysit Tzadik Shekav Be'Hevron. It was based on Avram's response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And L'maisa we find the Gemara Megillah that the word Emek also means something else, and it doesn't mean a valley, as it states in the Gei Yeshua when he was B'Yerichai at night, that it says that he was Lon Be'Imka Shalalocha Ayin in the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara goes back and dashes the pasuk b'negei Avshalom, ki ama einli ben. Avshalom said that I'm making this monument because I don't have any children. And the Gemara asked, lehavalei b'nei, is it true that Avshalom really didn't have children? V'aksiv, but the pasuk in Shmuel Beis in Perkei Dal states, v'yivaldu l'Avshalom shloisha banim u'basachas, that Avshalom had three sons and one daughter. And the Gemara answers, amar b'tzur b'avdimi shloihoyle ben hagla machos, that he knew that he didn't have any replacement, any son that was royal to be a melech, and therefore he knew that after he's king, he will not have any further kingdom, and it won't run with his bloodline, and therefore he wanted to create this monument in order that he's not forgotten. And Rav Chista Amar, Rav Chista explains Gemiri that we have a Kabbalah that calls Sarah to us Shechaveri, if anyone burns up the tefuah of their friend and they don't pay them back, he will not leave any child to be Yerushim, and we know that Avshalom caused that the tefuah of Yoyev was burnt, as the Pasuk states in Shmuel Beis in Perek Yidal, that Avshalom told his servants, that I see the portion of Yoyev that is right by my hand, and I have shlita of it, and he is growing barley in that field, go and burn it with fire, and the servants of Avshalom went and burned the field of Yoyev. Mefarshim explained that if someone burns up the seed of his friend, which was planted in his field, therefore it will cause that his seed will also be destroyed, and he won't have children. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah on Daf Tesa and Beis, V'chein le'inyan ha'tayva, and the same concept of midah k'neged midah applies to goodness as well. We find this b'negei Miriam, as Miriam imtina l'Moshe shah achas, Miriam waited to see what would happen to Moshe for 1 hour. Shenama v'titzatza v'chaysu mirachayk, l'fikach n'stakva lo Yisrael zayin yomim v'midbah, and therefore when Miriam had saras in the midbah, the entire Klai Yisrael waited for her for 7 days. Shenama v'omli nasa adi esrod Miriam, and the Gemara asks, how can you say v'chein in ha'tayva and bring a raya for Miriam, me dummy, they're not similar, as Hasim Chodeshaita, Hacha Shiva Yomi, Benegea Miriam wasn't Mamish Mida Kenegamida, because she only waited for 1 hour, and they waited for 7 days. Amabaya, Emovel in Yateva Inakain, Abaya explains, Benegea good is not the same as Ra, as Benegea Ra, it's exactly Mida Kenegamida, but Mida Taiva is Meruba Mida Pranius, and therefore it's not exactly the same as Mida Kenegamida. And Amale Rava, so Rava said back to Abaya, Havachain in Yateva Tani, Lemaisa the Mishnah stated that it is the same, and therefore how you can explain our Mishnah, you can't just change the words of our Mishnah, Elam Rav, and therefore Rav says, Hachik Tani, this is the way we understand our Mishnah, the Chain Le'inah Taiva, it's actually going to be the exact same thing as Taiv, the Ba'is Amida, that's the concept of Amida Kenek Amida, and we see this concept of Miriam, that by the fact that she waited for Moshe, therefore Klai Yisrael waited for her, which is the Amida that she did, however, Amida Taiva, Merubah Amida Pranius, the Amida Taiva is greater than Amida Pranius, and therefore in this case, they actually waited for her for 7 days, even though she only waited for Moshe Rabbeinu for 1 day. And we know B'negei Taiva, the Pasuk says, Oisiches la'alofim, and B'negei Midura, it says, Pukit oven oves abonim, ashulation val ribeim lusainai. And therefore, we see there's a 500-to-1 ratio between Mida Taiva and Mida Pranis. Mida Ra is only for 4 generations, Mida Taiva is for 2,000 generations. And Taisus points out in the bottom Taisus, Lav Dafka Nokat Shah, El Shlisha Oyavia. Then our Mishnah, when you mention an hour, it's Lav Dafka, a full hour, but she waited for a third of an hour for 20 minutes, Oyavia, or for a quarter of an hour for 15 minutes. That works out in a 500-to-1 ratio, the Tani B'tisefta, Mida Taiva, Mida Pranis, Alachas Chomish Meis, as we explained. And the Gemara continues and brings a pasuk in Pasuk Shemais, Batitzasa Vachosim Merachak Ludea Mayasoloi. After Moshe was placing the Yamsuf, Miriam stood at a distance in order to find out what would actually happen to Moshe Rabbeinu. As Rashi tells us in Chumash, she was waiting to see what would happen to her Nevuah, that this child would be the Mashiach and Shal Yisrael. And the Gemara states, Amar Bitzvah Pasuzek Kulu Hashem Shchino Nama, that this pasuk is not only referring to Miriam, but it's also teaching us that Kadosh Baruch Hu B'chvayi V'atzmai was waiting together with Moshe and was watching Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Mefarshim explained that it could have stayed over here, Batamri Miriam, and it didn't have to say Batitzatzah V'chayisim Merachik, etc. And therefore, every word of this pasuk is extra, and we dash now the word Batitzatzah is not only talking about Miriam, but it's also talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu D'chsev that says in Shmuel Aleph that Yahweh Yishav Miyasatzah. So we see the lashon of Batitzatzah B'negei Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we will bring different psukim that refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu based on every single word of this pasuk, as the pasuk states Achaisai D'chsev that we see in Mishlei. The pasuk says Amolah Chachma Achaisiat, and we see that her uses lashon Achaisai B'negei Kadosh Baruch Hu. May Rachaik D'chsev, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, May Rachaik Hashem Nirali Ledea. The pasuk states in Shmuel Aleph D'chsev, Kikel Deus Hashem, and the pasuk continues Ma'ya Asalai, and we also find the word Ma describing Kadosh Baruch Hu Dechsev, as the pasuk says in Eschanan Ma Hashem Lekecha Shoyel Meimach Yasa Dechsev, as the pasuk says in Amos Ki Lo Yasa Hashem Lekim Dava. And in regard to the word Yasa, some bring the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph in Perikafei that states Yasa Hashem LaAdoni Bayis Neman, and finally the pasuk says Loi Dechsev, and we see that this is referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says VeYikra Lo Hashem Shalom, and this is the pasuk that stated in Shoftim in Perek Vav, as it says, "Vayivin Shem Gidom Mizbeach Hashem, Vayikulay Hashem Shalom Adayim Zeh." And the Gemara continues the dash in the pasuk at the beginning of Shmos that states, "Vayakim Mel Chodesh Al Mitzrayim Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef." And our Gemara brings Machlekes Rav Shmuel Chadam Chodesh Mamish. One says it was a brand new king, Bechadamish and Eschadish Kli Yosef, and one says it was the same king. He just had new Gzeiros. Mandam Chodesh Mamish Tchsev Chodesh. The one that says he was brand new, as it states that he was a new king, Manda Amish and Eschadish Kli Yosef. And the one that says that he was not a new king, but he just had new Gzeiros and new decrees, the like Siv Vayamis Vayimlach, as the pasuk just says, Vayamis Melch Mitzrayim. But then say Vayimlach Tachtav, and therefore he dashes that was actually the same king, and he just went and created new Xeris. And even though it says Vayamis Melch Mitzrayim, and it would seem that he died, however Rashi and Chumash states that he actually didn't die, but he had Tziras, and the Mitzrayim is Chashav Kames. And the Moral explains that since our Gemara doesn't bring this down, it would seem that the Gemara held that Rav Shmuel both agree that it was a new king, and the only Machlekes is, was this king a brand new king, and he wasn't from the previous dynasty, or was it from the previous dynasty? A king that is just a continuation of the prior dynasty is not considered a Melech Chodesh, and therefore the Gemara explains it was the Schatzik Zeresov. And the Gemara continues that the Pasuk states, Asher lo yodas Yosef, they didn't know Yosef. Now it's impossible that even though this is a brand new king and he didn't come from the same dynasty, that he wouldn't know Yosef. Yosef was, of course, a Shem Dava, and therefore the Gemara explains the Havidami command the lo yod leklal, based on the terrible decrees that he made himself as if he didn't know Yosef at all, and he didn't take Yosef into account at all. And the Gemara continues with the next Pasuk in Perak Aleph, Pasuk Tes in Shmais, that states, Vayomel Amai, Hine Ambre. And the Gemara explained, Tana, we learned to Brisa, who hiskel be'etzah tchila, that Pari started with his etzah, and he said to his nation, lefikach lakat tchila, therefore he was the first one that received the makas. Who hiskel be'etzah tchila, dechsiv, ayyom el amay, as we explained, lefikach lakat tchila, kidechsiv, as it states, b'negei the tzvadim, o v'chol v'amcho v'chol avadecha, that the tzvadim will come to you, and to your nation, and to your servants, but it will come to Pari first. And the Gemara continues to dash in the next pasuk in Shmois, in pasuk Yud states, halvin eschak meloi, pen yirba, v'hoikis. And the Gemara asks, why does the Pasuk say that we should come and have Chachma regarding him? It should say that we want to have an Esau and deal with the Jewish problem and deal with them. So they were saying, let's come and be smart and create a plan that will deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with people Mida K'neged Mida, and as Rashi says, that Paris Sordas B'negeid Mabel, that they were Chotei B'Reseches, as they had Shech Bezerah, and they were Mizana with people, and therefore, the same happened by the Mabel, that they would need the Bereseches, and they would need them with hot water. And the same occurred in the Gei Estoyim, and Rashi doesn't bring it, but in Rashi Chumash, he also states that in the Gei Dara Floga, that the Oynish was also Mida K'neged Mida, and therefore, the Mitzvah wanted to be smart, but Ma Nidoinim, with what they would judge Klai Yisrael with, Nidoinim Be'esh, if we will judge them through fire, and we will torch them with fire, Ksiv, the Pasuk in Yishai says, Kine Hashem, Be'esh Yavai, Viksiv, and the Pasuk in Yishai also states, Ki Be'esh Hashem Nishbat. And if we will kill them becher with the sword, ksiv, it says in Shayo, uvechabe es kol basa, or some learn this for the pasuk that states b'negei bolok, vechabe shlufa b'yadai, and therefore we're not going to torture Klal Yisrael either with fire or with a cherub, because then mida k'neged mida will occur to us. El boi v'nendoin b'mayim, let us go and judge them and try to destroy them through mayim, shekvan nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ini meiv ma'abal elam, because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu already swore that he won't bring a ma'abal to the world. We know that the Torah says, as kashti nesati ba'anon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua, that he won't get destroyed world through a Mabel, and Shineman also says in Yeshaya, Kimei Neach, Zoisli, etc. Behina in Yodim, but they didn't realize, Shal Kolar and Kula in maybe, that it's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't bring a Mabel to the whole world, Avala Uma Achasu maybe, but he could still destroy one nation through water, Inami, or who in maybe, it's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't bring a Mabel on the world, Aval Him Boyim Venefel Matechai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish someone, they will come and actually drown themselves, they will walk right into the water, and Vechina Oime, and so it states in the Gain of Mitzrayim, U Mitzrayim Nasim Lakrasai, although the water went back to its normal place and wasn't continuing to split. However, the Mitzrayim kept running after Klal Yisrael and they walked right into the water and therefore they drowned themselves, and that was not included in the Shvuah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to bring another Mabel. And the Gemara continues behind the Amar Belazo, and Rabbi Belazo states B'negei Yisrael, where he stated Ati Adati Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol Lahim Ki Bedava Shezadu Aleim. Even though generally the word Zadu means that it was done B'mezid, but certainly Pari and Mitzrayim did everything that they wanted B'mezid, and it wasn't a Shogig, and therefore we learn out that the word Zadu refers refers to a pot of boiling water, because they were shabishlu bar and espashlu, and the pot that they wanted to cook Klai Yisrael, and they wanted to throw the children into the yam, so therefore they were eventually killed, and they were thrown into the yamsuf, which was like a large pot of water. My mashman hai zadu lishu de kaderu, and how do we know that this word zadu is a lushin of a pot of hot water? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, but the gay Yaakov, by yazir Yaakov nozir, and Yaakov cooked up a pot of lentils, and as we know that the yamsuf was churning, and it was if the mitzvah were being stirred up in a pot of boiling water. And the Gemara continues, there were three people in that original Eitzah to go and be Meshab Klai Yisrael, Bilam Ve'il Ve'Yisrael, Bilam Shiyatz Nerg, Bilam gave this Eitzah, and therefore he was killed. Now, even though we said before, Vayomel Amoy, that who Hislo Be'Eitzah Tchila, that Pirate was the one that started with the Eitzah, and our Gemara seems to say that Bilam was the one who came up with this Eitzah, and the Mefarshim discussed this point, and the Gemara continues, Eiv Sheshasek Nidim Yisurin, Eiv who kept quiet, didn't say anything, he was judged through Yisurin, and later on in life, he actually had terrible Yisurin, as we know, and the Mefarshim explained, this is Mida Kenega Mida, as if someone has Yisurin, they may cry out, even though crying out will not help, and therefore, even though Eiv may have thought that by protesting it wouldn't have helped, he should have cried out in pain, and he should not have been quiet, as the saying goes, as been Tutman Vey Shreitman. And finally, Yisrei Shabarach, Yisrei actually protested, and then he had to run away from Mitzrayim, Zachum Bebanav Shiyash Belishkas Agazis, and he was Zechar that his grandchildren would sit in Sanhedrin in the Lishkas Agazis, and the Gemara brings a Pasuk in Divrei Yom, Shenema, as the Pasuk states, Umishpachai Seifrim Yesh Ve'yavetz Tiratim Shematim Shuchasim Hima Kenim, these were from Keni, Abba Mechimas Avi Beis Rechav. We know that Keni refers to Yisrei, as the Pasuk says, Ubnei Keni Chaisim Moshe, that the children of Keni was the father-in-law of Moshe, and as we know, the Yisrei had seven names, as Rashi brings at the beginning of Pashas Yisrei. Rashi explains that this Pasuk is referring to the children of Keni as the Rashi Sanhedrin, as the Pasuk states, to Mishpachas Seifrim, they were the Mishpachas of the Seifrim of Talmid Chamim, that were Yosh Ve'yavetz, they were the ones that were sitting, and they were the ones who were from Yavetz, and as Rashi says, Yavetz was a great Talmud Chacham, who asked about Kadosh Baruch Hu in their Yomim, that he should become a great Talmud Chacham, and he should be able to have a lot of Talmidim, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to him, and Teratim, Rashi says, Sheshama true about Hasinai, they were the ones that heard the true at Hasinai, and this is going like the Manda Omer that holds, the Yisrei came to Klai Yisrael prior to Matan Torah, and then Rashi brings Lishon Achrina, and maybe he's bringing that based on the other Manda Omer, who holds that Yisrei came after Matan Torah, Hashem Shehu Yoshim B'Shar Yishlayim, and they sat by the gates of Yishlayim as Sanhedrin. When the Pasuk says, Shemasim Sheshama Mitzvah Zaviyim, that they listened to the mitzvahs of their fathers, and when the Pasuk says, Sukhasim, Hashem Shehu Yoshim B'Sukhais, because they were sitting and dwelling in Sukhais, and the Maisa we see from this Pasuk that they were in Shpachas Seferim, which is the Sanhedrin, and also the Pasuk said, Turatim, which was Ziknei Shar, and therefore clearly we see that the grandchildren of Yisrael were part of the Sanhedrin. And it's interesting to note that both Yisrael and Moshe had to run away from Mitzrayim. And the Gemara continues to dash in Pasuk Yud in Shemais, V'nuchem Banu V'olam Aretz, and the Gemara asks, V'alinumi Bailei, the standard is, if there's a war, the victors stay in the country, and the others leave the country, and therefore to say that we will have to leave this country. Rashi says, Mai V'olah, what is the Lashon V'olah? Halavai Sheyetzu Seinei Me'atam, Parah was saying, the Halavai, that these enemies will leave this land, Hal V'yureim and Pneim, since we're afraid of them. And the Gemara states, Amar Ba'aba Ba'kahana, Ka'adam Shemakal Satzman, B'toil Kalas B'chaveri, this is similar to someone that cursed themselves, and instead of cursing themselves, they actually cursed their friends, and really they meant to say that we will be cursed, that we will have to leave this land, but they said that Klai Yisrael will leave this land. But ultimately, as the Inyakut points out, that Pyre was Nivo, Ve'eni Yideh, Mash Nivo, that the end result was that Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. And the Gemara continues and discusses Pasuk Yud Aleph in Perak Aleph of Shmois, that states, Ve'isimu Olav, Sari Misin, Lamana Noisa, Besiv Leisam, Ve'yibin Ur Miskinis Lepari, Es Pisa, Mes Ramses. And being that the Gemara will also discuss Pasuk Yud Beis and Pasuk Yud Gimel, so let's just read that inside as well. And finally, Pasuk Yud Gimel states, Ve'yividu Mitzrayim, Es Pnei Yisrael, Befarach. Our Gemara begins, Ve'isimu Olav, Sari Misim, and the Gemara asks, that shouldn't be on him, but Aleim and Boyle, that Pari wanted to cause Klai Yisrael to work, and not himself. And therefore, the Gemara says, Tanavir Abelaz, Rab Shimon, Melam, Shavir, Malbin, Betol, Loy, Lepari, Betzavari. This teaches us that for the first days, they actually brought a form which we would make bricks from, and they hung it on Pari's neck, and Pari actually went into the fields and was working and making bricks, and V'chol Echel V'echel Mi'Yisrael, Sha'oma, Istinistini, and any one of Klai Yisrael that said that I am a Mefunik, and therefore I can't work, Armuloy, they said to him, Klum Istinist Atu Yisim and Pari, are you more Mefunik than Pari himself? And if Pari is working, then you certainly have to work, and therefore he caused all of Klai Yisrael to have to work, and Sari Misim, Dovishim Misim, therefore based on that day, when everyone worked together with Pari, and as we'll see on Yud Aleph and Beis, they actually paid Klai Yisrael, therefore they realized that this was the quota that this person could actually handle in one day, and when they actually put Klai Yisrael into Avodah, and they forced them to to work, then the forced labor was based on that original quota. And the Gemara continues, it shouldn't say that they were paying pari, it should say that they're paying Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara answers, this is similar to what we learned before, that pari may believe that he was pained in order that Klal Yisrael should come and help him, and ultimately that forced him into labor. By even Ari Miskinus Lepari, which generally is translated that they built fortified city for pari, but Rav Shmuel have an argument, Chad Amar, Shemesachle says Balein, one said that this is a lushin of a sakana by pari and the Mitzriim forcing Klal Yisrael to work, that caused them great danger. Eventually the Mitzriim were punished for this, and as Rashi says, Shalidei Oisina Arm, Voisa Voida, Nistaklu Mitzriim Litavibiyam, Mechavan Amar, Shemesachle says Balein, that this caused the Mitzriim to become poor. As we know, the end result was, by Yinatzulis Mitzriim, that Klal Yisrael emptied out Mitzriim from all of their wealth. And Rashi says, according to this Gersa and this way that we're learning, that the next few words are not relevant, and we're not going to be Gers, the Arma, Kol Isav Abinyam, Mismaskan. And Rashi says that this Gersa only works out according to the second shot, and Rav and Shmuel are arguing B'negea, all buildings that people build, and sometimes they could cause danger as the building could fall down and people could die, and sometimes it causes people to lose their money, as the Arma, Kol Isav Abinyam, Mismaskan, as anyone that's involved with building will cause them to become poor. And the Gemara continues, as Pisam and Esram says, the Torah calls these cities Pisam and Ramses. Rav and Shmuel, they have a machlekes again. Chadam and Pisam Shmuel, one says the name of the city was Pisam, V'lamenikushma Ramses, Sherishim Rishim Esraises, because every time they build up a layer, it would fall down. V'chadam and Ramses Shmuel, the name of the city was Ramses, V'lamenikushma Pisam, and why was it called Pisam? Sherishim Rishim Pitaim Boilei, that the land was not strong enough to hold this building, and every time they built layers, it fell into the ground, and it was impossible to build in this area. And this was the greatest torture, that even though they were building, they never saw any success from what they were building. And the Gemara continues with Pasuk Beis that states, V'chashiyanu Esau Kein Yibah V'chein Yifreitz. And the Gemara asks that it shouldn't say Kein Yibah V'chein Yifreitz, but Kein Rabah V'chein Partum Yibaylei. And this should be stated as the past tense, that they increased and they spread out. And why does the Torah state Kein Yibah V'chein Yifreitz, which is Lashon Asid, Lashon that will happen in the future? And the Gemara states, Om Reish Lakish explains, Ruach HaKadosh Mevas Rasan Kein Yibah V'chein Yifreitz, that Ruach HaKadosh was actually speaking to Klal Yisrael, and they were saying to the Mitzvim that even though you think that you're going to cause Klal Yisrael not to grow, however, the more avodah that you give them, the more that they will increase and the more that they will spread out. We know that Shevet Levi, which was not included in the Shevet of Mitzrayim, was the smallest Shevet when they went out of Mitzrayim. And the Gemara continued, Vayikutzim and Pnei B'nei Yisrael, they were scutted from Klal Yisrael, Milam and Shayyidim Beinim Kekaitzim. And we learn that the word Vayikutzu, that's a Lashon of a thorn. And when they saw Klal Yisrael that they were increasing, it was as if there was a thorn that was sticking to the eyes and to the bodies of the Mitzrayim. And the Gemara continues to dash and Pasuk Yikimol, Vayavidim Mitzrayim as Pnei Yisrael Beforach. We continue on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that the lashon over here beferach does not mean with back breaking labor, and Rabbi Elazar states beperach, as Rashi says mashkum midvarim, they dragged Klal Yisrael and they convinced them to work through their words uvischar, and they gave them money and they paid them atcher gilu avoda, until they got them ruggle and used to doing avoda, and afterwards they said you're not getting paid anymore, and then they started to make your kashi ashibud. And Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni says that this lashon of beperach means a standard lashon of bepricha, and as Rashi states b'shivin gufu musnayim. And the Gemara now continues in Dashin's Pasuk Yudal that states, "Vayimoros chayim ba'avoda kasha b'chaymer uveinim v'chol avoda basada eis kol avodasa masha avdu b'hem b'farach." And Rav states, "B'tchila b'chaymer uveinim, originally they have to make bricks ulubseif of chol avoda basada, and then they increased the labor to include all avodas basada, and that increased the kashya shibud." And the Gemara continues that the pasuk states, "Kol avodasa masha avdu b'hem b'farach." And Amrav Shmuel ben Achmeni Amrav Yenison shay machlifim melachas anashim l'nashim, that they would swap out the melachas that were generally done by men and they would give that to women, and avodas that were generally done by women were given to men. And as Rashi says, v'zuhi kasha shalayi regilim b'kach, and for the men this was very difficult because they weren't ruggled to do the things that women would be used to doing. And of course for women this was difficult as they were doing things that were generally done by men, which is of course backbreaking work. And the Gemara states, even according to Rabbi Elazar that explained that in the first pasuk when it said the lashon b'perach, it meant b'perach. However, hocha vade b'pricha, over here since the pasuk starts off vayimaros chayim, therefore, you can't type beperach, and it must be regular back-breaking work, and that's the type of beperach over here. And all agree to Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. And the Gemara continues: Darsh Rav Avira, Osama Gers, Darsh Rav Akiva, that Beschad Noshim Tzidkani Shohei Bo Isadar, because of the Noshim Tzidkani that were in that generation, Negal Yisrael Mitzrayim, they were the cause that Klal Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim. And it seems that there's a major smichas between this Gemara and the prior Gemara, that even though the women were given the men's work and they were doing back-breaking labor, they still made sure to keep the family unit together, and they made sure to have relationship with their husbands and make sure that there was a key to Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam explains that when we say that women are chayiv in all the mitzvah of Pesach, because af hein hoya ba'isaneis, it's not enough that they actually were included in the Nes and they went out of Mitzrayim, but it's because they were actually the cause and the impetus for the Nes of Mitzrayim, and they actually were discussed why we went out of Mitzrayim, and that is the general taich of Afhein Hoyabais Anes, that they had an integral part in the Nes itself. And the Gemara tells us the story, when they went out to draw water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mizamlam Dog Tam V'Chadeim, and Hashem prepared that there were small fish that went into their jugs, V'Shoivis Mechza Mayim Mechza Dogim, and every pailful that they took out was half water and half fish. Boys V'Shoiv the Shtei Kederes, and then they went up and set up two pots of hot water, Acha Shel Chamin V'Acha Shel Dogim, one pot of hot water that Rashi says, Lirchitz Ragle Balei and Besoda, in order to wash the feet of the husbands, and one of Dogim, in order to feed the husbands, and Melichas Eitzel Balei and Besoda, and they would bring these to the husband in the field, Machitzin his son, they washed them, Misachas his son, and they would smear them, Machilas his son, Umashkas his son, and they would give them to eat and to drink, Viniskakis Lam Ben Shifasayim, and they then had beer with them between the borders of the fields. And Rashi says that that was a place where you had an area where it was a charetz between the two fields, and since it was an indentation between the two fields, where people demarcated where the fields ended, so therefore there was a place where there was a makam seis that they would be able to have beer in that makam. And the Gemara will bring a pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Samaches that states in Tishkavon Bein Shifatayim Kanfi Yoinin Nechba Bekesav Avrisel Biyurak Recharetz. And the Gemara states Shenema, as the pasuk says in Tehillim in Tishkavon Bein Shifasayim Beschat Tishkavon Bein Shifasayim, by the fact that the women went Bein Shifasayim and they had beer with the husbands, Zach Yisrael Bizev Mitzrayim. That's why Klai Yisrael was Zeicha to go out of Mitzrayim and take the spoils with them. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Kanfi Yoinin, that through the wings of the Yoinin, referring to Klai Yisrael, Nechba Bekesav, which was covered with silver, Avrisel Biyurak Recharetz, and their children were covered with gold. Since it was a time of tsar, and therefore generally bio should be asa, the kimin shemis abris, once they became pregnant, boys to batein, then they stayed in their homes, they did not bio, the kimin shemagiyas man maludein, and once the time for their birth would come, holchus v'yoldus besod, tachas ha-tepuach, they went into the field, and they gave birth underneath an apple tree, shenem, as the pasuk states, in shir ha-shirim, tachas ha-tepuach, aratichah, that I awoken you underneath the apple tree, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them give birth underneath the apple tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalech mishmei marim, mishim menaka umash po yisan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him a malach from Shemayim in order to clean them and to straighten out their limbs. This malach acted k'chayazu shem shaferes ha-savlad, just like a midwife that straightened out and smoothed out the skin of the vlad. Shenem, as the pasuk states in Yecheskel, umel desayach b'yayim hu ledes ha-sach l'karis sarech uvimayim l'ruchatz l'mishi. And even though there was no midwife to cut the umbilical cord or to wash them and smooth their skin, Shem sent a malach who did this in place of the midwife. And the Gemara continues, umelach lehen shnei agulin echad shel shem v'echad shel dvash, and the malach took two round stones, which is similar to the breasts of a woman, and one gave out oil and one gave out honey for the children, and that was the way they had nourishment. Shenema, as the pasuk states, "Ve'nikeu dvash misala v'shemen mechalam mishsora." And the Gemara continues, "V'kimin shemakirim ben mitzrim boyin lahargan." Once the mitzrim found out that these children were born, they came to the field to try to kill the child. V'naslam neis, and a neis occurred. V'nivlam bekakal, and the children were swallowed up into the kakal. And v'vien shvurim v'choshin lagabon, and the mitzrim still tried to kill Klal Yisrael, and they brought oxen and they plowed over on that area in order to kill the children. Shenema, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, al gabi charshu charshim, on top of me they plowed the field. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused them to go deep down in the field, and nothing happened to these children. And la'achash hochan, after the mitzvah left, so hayim vasvin v'yetzin ka'is vasoda, these children will come forth from the ground, and they will come out just like the grass of the field. Shenema, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, revov v'ketzem ha'chasoda nesatich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Klal Yisrael as numerous as the plants of the fields. And we see that we compare the children of Klal Yisrael to the plants of the field, because they were similar to plants that came up from under the ground. And the Kivin Shemiskalin, and once they grew up, then they came back to their own homes, and they came as flocks, and they all came together. Shenem, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, that these children eventually came home in flocks. And the Gemara continues, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Klal Yisrael by the Yamsuf, they were the ones that first recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they already saw him when they were born. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Zekil Vanveu, and it's mashmalu, a group of people that pointed out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said that this is our God, and I will beautify him. And the Gemara continues to discuss the next pasuk in Perek Aleph, pasuk Tesvav in Pashmais, that states, Vayonim Melch Mitzrayim, Lumialdis Ivriyais, Ashashema Achas Shifra, Vishema Hashem is Pua, that the king of Mitzrayim told the midwives of Klal Yisrael, and one of their name was Shifra, and one was Pua. And once again, we have machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, Chadam Ishu Bito, one says it's referring to a mother and her daughter, Vichadam Kala Vichamaisa, and one says it's referring to a daughter in law and her mother in law, Mandam Ishu Bito, it's referring to Yecheved and Miriam, Umandam Kala Vichamaisa, it's referring to Yecheved and Elisheva, and Elisheva was Elisheva Basimi Nodav, who eventually became the wife of Aaron. And of course, if we're talking about Yecheved and Miriam, then Miriam at this point was a total total of 5 years old. And the Gemara continues, Tanya Kamanda Oma Ishu Bita. The Tanya is we learned the Brisa, Shifra Zu Yecheved, that the Brisa actually states that Shifra is Yecheved, Velominiku Shma Shifra, and why is the Torah called Shifra? Shema Shaferis is a Vlad, because she straightened out to Vlad. And Nova Achen also explained that Shifra, the name of Shifra is Shapar Vurava Yisrael Ben Mimea, in her days that Klai Yisrael was fruitful and multiplied. And the Gemara continues, Pua Zu Miriam, that Pua refers to Miriam, and Velominiku Shma Pua, and why was her name Pua? Shahisa Paya, because she would coo to the children and make them calm. And as Rashi says, the Lashon HaPua is Mishashas Isai, Kederach Shemisachim L'tinaikis, Bidvar Marevim L'shashay, that you say sweet words to a tinaik in order to calm a child down. And according to this pshat, we're not going to be gairus the words in the parenthesis of Metzia Savlad. However, Ayin Taisis that states, Pirish Rabbeinu Chanan Lecheshes L'chisha V'yetzeh Avlad K'mesha Isim Eilu Achsha Ba'azin Isha, and this is similar to the different incantations that people whisper into the ears of women during labor and during childbirth, and that helps the woman give birth. And according to this pshat, it makes sense that we would be gairus the words of Metzia Savlad that this caused the child to be able to be born. And the Gemara continues, Dava Acha, another pshat, Pua, the reason why Miriam was called Pua, because she would scream out in Ruach HaKadosh for Emerson, she would say, Asida imi shetela ben shemeshiyas Yisrael, that my mother will give birth to a child who will save Klai Yisrael. And Rashi says, Pua tzai ekes, that she would scream out, Kamoi ki yalei da'afah, and according to this, it comes out that according to the first pshat, the word poya means to speak softly, and according to the second pshat, the word poya means to scream and to speak loudly. The Gemara continues to pasuk tazayin, v'yayim b'yalat chan se'ivriyais, and Pari said, when the ivriyais give birth, u'isan al v'noyim, im ben hu v'amitin ha'isai, if it's a son, you should kill it. And Vimbasi v'choya, however, if it's a daughter, then you should let it live. And the Gemara asks, Maya Avnoyim, what is the Lashon of Avnoyim? Amar Rabchanan, Rabchanan states, Simon Gadol Maslahan, Pari gave them a major simon. Amalan, he told them, B'shosha Karas Leilad, when a woman is about to give birth and she's bending down in order to have labor, Yerichosim and Stanenis Kavanim, her thighs become cold like a stone, and therefore you'll know that she's about to give birth and you'll be able to be there in order to kill the child. And the Gemara continues, the Ista Amar and others explain, Kedichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Ve'ir Beis HaYotza, Vihinu that went down to the house of a potter, and he was going and doing work over the block where he created his pottery. And the Gemara explains, just like Benigay, a potter, when he sits down to work, he has one thigh on one side of the block, one thigh on the other, and then he had the block in the middle where he worked. So too, when a woman gives birth, one of her thighs is one side, and one of her thighs is on the other side, and the child comes out in the middle. And the Gemara continues, in Benu Vamitin, that Pari said, if it's a son, you will kill it. And the Gemara says, Amar Bchrino, Simon Gadol Baslan, once again, Pari gave them over a simon, ben panav lamata, when a son is born, his face is downwards, and this is similar to the way that a man has bia, that he's facing downward, and bas panel lamago, and when a female is born, her face is upwards, which is similar to the way that a woman has bia, as she is facing upwards. And the Gemara continues, to dash in pasuk yudzayin, but to renham yadis is elkim, that the midwives feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also kashadiba alei melech b'tzayim, and they didn't do as the Melech Mitzrayim commanded them, and they caused the children to live. And the Gemara asks, why did the Torah state Kashadib Alein? It should say Lehemi Bailei, they spoke to them. And Omer Beishma Bchrina, Melam Shetavil and Varavair of Lei Nitbu, Zerashi explains the Loshan Alein is Mashmal Iskebia, Loshan Vayavi Alea, and therefore it's teaching us that Pari tried to create a relationship with them, and he tried to have beer with them, and they wouldn't listen to Pari regarding that either. And the Pasuk continued, Vatachayana Selodim, Tana Loi Dain Shleim Misuayson, it wasn't enough that they didn't even kill them, El Shayim Speakers on Mayim and Muzzin, that they even went against Pari, and not only did they cause them to live, but they actually helped them to live, and they gave them Mayim and Muzzin in order to make sure that they were healthy. As Rashi says, but Chayana, Havli Lemichta Veloya Misoe Yelodim, it should have just stated that they didn't kill the children, but Chayana Mashma Shoye Messiah Lachyoyson, and as the Gemara explains, Shoye Toymin Seysom Bebotayim, that they actually hid them in the homes of Megadli Seysom, and they helped raise them. And the Gemara continues and skips to Pasuk Yutes, and it states in Pasuk Yutes, by Tamarin El Mialdis El Pari, Ki Loy Chanoshim Amitrias Ivrias, that the Ivrias are not similar to the Egyptians, ki chayas heina, b'term tavi alein hamiyala des v'yaladu. And the Gemara asks, my chayas, what does the pasuk mean when they say that they were chayas, ilay b'chayas mamish, if you will explain that they were saying that the Klai Yisrael are all midwives, and therefore they're able to give birth alone, but of course that doesn't make sense, because otu chaya mi lo tzvicha chaya chriti lo yaloida, do you think that a midwife doesn't need a midwife to help her give birth, ela amuloi, but they said to Pari, umazuka chaya nimshola, this entire nation is similar to a chaya, and it's compared to a chayas asada, Yehuda goy Yahweh, Yehuda is compared to Ari, Don Yehi Don Nachash, as Yaakov said in Bechaz Yaakov, that doesn't compare to a serpent, Naphtali Ayala Shlucha, and Naphtali is compared to Ayala, Yisach is compared to Chamar, as the Pasuk says, Chamar Garim, Yosef B'chashar, Binyamin Zev Yitraif, and the Gemara states, Yichsib Beik Sibbe, and the one that says that they're compared to a Chaya, it says in the Torah, would like Sibbe, regarding the Shvatim, that doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that they're compared to an animal. The Torah says in Cheskel, Mal Imcha Levi Ben Arayis Ravisa. So we see that every part of Klai Yisrael is compared to some sort of an animal. Therefore, they don't need the help of a midwife. And prior to us coming to help them give birth, they already give birth on their own. And Rashi in Chumash actually learns it from the pasuk that says, "Benigeya Bechaz Yaakov by Yivarech Oisam," that Yaakov included all of Klai Yisrael and all of the Shvatim in all of the brachas of the Shvatim, and he only gave them each a specific bracha, but all of them really were included every single bracha, and therefore they were all compared to the same animals. And finally, the Gemara dashes pasuk Chaf Aleph that states, "Vahi ki yorah mi'aldes esalakim vayaslan batim," and because the midwives feared Hakadosh Baruch Hu, therefore Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them a schar of houses. And once again, this machlekes Rav Shmuel chad amar batikuno v'levia. This refers to the house of Kuno Levia, and in Tehillim refers to Kanam Levim as batim, as it says, "Beis Aaron Baruch Hu Hashem and Beis Halevi Baruch Hu Hashem." And of course, Moshe and Aaron came from Yocheved, and Moshe and Aaron were Kehanim and Levim. And it's a bit tzarich bia as to what the Kahuna and Levia were from Miriam. Chad amar, one explains batim malchus, that they received malchus, and of course that came both from Miriam and from Yocheved. And the Gemara explains, "Mandam and batikuno Levia Aaron Moshe," which refers to Aaron Moshe, "Umandam and batim malchus David nami Miriam kasi," as David also came from Miriam. Since David came from Miriam, so therefore David, of course, came from Yocheved, who was her mother. And how do we know that David had any sheiches to Miriam? Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, "Diriyamim v'tamas azuva," and as we will learn on Daf Yud Beis, that azuva refers to Miriam, and at that point Miriam didn't die, but she had siras. After she had siras, v'yikach loy kolav es Ephras, at that point Kolav married her, and her name was Ephras, and that's also referring to Miriam, as we will see, v'tayel loy es chor, and they had a child named Chor, v'ksiv, and the pasuk in Shmuel Al states, "V'David ben Shifras Yazem, Beis Lechem Yehuda, Ushma Yishai, V'loi Shmoy Nebunim, V'ish B'mei Shal, Zokim Bo Ba'anoshim." And since the Torah says that David was called the son of Ish Ephrasi, therefore we see that he was related to Miriam, who was also called Ephras, and we will stop over here.